Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, folks, just want to remind you, please go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. You can download a free app for your iPhone or your Android. With that app, you can listen to this radio program anywhere in the world at any time. You can listen to podcasts, the streams, and even the live program when it's running. So we appreciate that very much. And also, there's more information and neato stuff at www.patreon.com/theunionedge. We appreciate that, too. Joining me today, well, this program is sponsored in part by the United Steelworkers and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, and we appreciate their support. Joining me today, we've got Guillermo Perez, who is with the, the Pittsburgh area, LACLA. And he is a steelworker and a really all-around great organizer by anybody's stretch of the imagination. Guillermo, welcome back, brother.
Thanks, Charles.
Always a pleasure, man. I'm teasing you a little bit as an organizer, but you're actually in the Education and Membership Development Department. First off, talk to us a little bit about organizing and educating for the steelworkers.
Sure. Well, it's the highest compliment you could pay any trade unionist to call them an organizer, as far as I'm concerned.
You and me both. So
I'll definitely take it. We're doing, a very challenging, exciting work locally. My job with the steelworkers takes me all over the country, teaching classes to rank and file folks on negotiating contracts and filing grievances and organizing in the workplace and making trouble and fighting like hell for social and economic justice. And then locally in Pittsburgh, we have this LACLA chapter that we started about 4 years ago to do outreach into the Latino community in Pittsburgh. It's a growing community. It's got a lot of tough issues to grapple with, especially right these days. But it's part of the future of Pittsburgh. Latino workforce is going to figure more and more in the future of the labor movement. So it's just been really great work. And the great thing about LACLA is that, it's not just steel workers. We work with AFT and SEIU 32BJ and SEIU Healthcare PA the UFCW United Steel Local 57. And
you guys have a big tent and everybody's welcome.
Yeah, well, it's we're an affiliate of the AFL-CIO and the Change to Win Federation. I mean, so we welcome union activists from every union, independent, right, affiliated. We're thrilled to have them, and we have a really good crew, and we're looking to grow. And so it's a lot of, as I said, it's a very hard, difficult time right now for Latino workers. So the challenges are tremendous. But that's what we do, right? We're in the labor movement. That's what we do. We take on tough challenges.
And as part of the celebration, we are talking about one of the finest examples of a great person that the Pirates have had, Roberto Clemente.
So Clemente is in the news again this week because the Pirates have done some really amazing work getting relief supplies for Puerto Rico, which the situation there is really dire. So the spirit of Clemente was definitely in force this week. I think it was really beautiful what the Pirates did, and we're going to be doing a little bit of that at our event this coming Saturday. But this is something that we do every year. We honor Roberto Clemente as part of Hispanic Heritage Month, from September 15th to October 15th, this is Hispanic Heritage Month. And we've been doing this event for 4 years. We call it Que Viva Clemente, Long Live Clemente. And so it's a way of celebrating the Latino community. Clemente's, yes, he's from Puerto Rico, but he is also from Pittsburgh, right?
Right.
I've never met a Pittsburgher who didn't lay claim to him.
Yeah, we got a statue for the,
What's that?
We have a statue for St. Clemente. No.
Well, not only that, brother. As far as I know, it's the only statue of a Puerto Rican in the entire mainland of the United States.
You know, and, so. and, And I got to say this. I mean, obviously, Guillermo, you're not old enough to remember when Roberto Clemente died, but I
wasn't
am
here, unfortunately.
Yeah, I am, and I remember that summer. And that summer was really it was just a really cruddy summer for a kid because it was raining all the time because of the hurricanes, and you know it was with great sadness that the Pittsburghers heard about that. And he was such a hero, not only to Pittsburghers, but to Puerto Rico, because he cared so much. And, you know, he did the right thing all the time.
Yeah, he was a really extraordinary guy in so many different ways, because he was this, I mean, obviously this incredible athlete, an amazing baseball player, Hall of Famer. But he broke a lot of ground, you know. He came into the major leagues just as African Americans were finally being allowed to play. He was sort of part of that same Jackie Robinson generation. But he was different. He was Afro-Latino, right? So So for him, those were sort of twin kinds of challenges he had to grapple with. He had to learn English. He was subject to all kinds of sort of disrespectful and humiliating behavior, I think, by much of the press in Pittsburgh, because he spoke with an accent. He didn't quite fit in. There was no real Hispanic community in Pittsburgh. It's always been small, but it was even smaller then. And he was a person of color, obviously, but, you know, he wasn't African-American. He was Afro-Latino. So, you know, he took on all this stuff with incredible dignity. He became an important figure. He was part of the civil rights movement. And he broke ground. He was the first Latino ball player to be part on the executive board of the Players Association. And he was just an incredibly humble, working class guy who never forgot where he came from. And he gave his life trying to get relief supplies, actually, to earthquake victims in Nicaragua. Right. So the thing is, he's not just a hero in Pittsburgh and in Puerto Rico. He's really a hero all over the Americas, and especially in Latin America. You just could not think of a better person to celebrate as part of Hispanic Heritage Month in Pittsburgh. So this is not just, you know, for the Boricuas out there. We have people from all over Latin America, and Latin America are part of this community here in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
So we try to celebrate as much of the different cultures as we can. And at the same time, raise a lot of money for a really wonderful community organization that assists Latino immigrant families called Casa San Jose. So we've been doing this for 4 years. We've got our fourth one coming up this Saturday on the north side. So we're looking to celebrate Clemente, remember his amazing legacy, raise money for Casa San Jose, raise money for hurricane relief in Puerto Rico, and also raise money to help folks in Mexico who are dealing with the earthquakes there. So the Mexican and Puerto Rican communities are the two largest communities of the Latin American communities in Pittsburgh. So we're going to be talking about that, and then of course also celebrating our culture with great food and music and dance, and it's going to be a blast and do a lot of good things.
How do we find out more again?
Well, I would say the easiest thing is to go to our Facebook page, Pittsburgh LACLA. We get the events up there. There are still tickets available. If you want to buy tickets online, you can go online. You can still purchase tickets. They're $60 tickets, but you're going to get the best Puerto Rican food you're going to find anywhere in this part of the state. You're going to be treated to beautiful flamenco music and dance by Alba Flamenca, a local wonderful group that one of their principal dancers is my vice president of the LACLA chapter. She's a member of the AFT. And you'll learn more about Casa San Jose. There'll be lots of people from the community there. And everyone's welcome. And just want as many labor activists out there celebrating the Latino community.
Absolutely. Brother, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. And we got to get you back on more than just like once a year. How's that?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot to talk about, Charles, so absolutely.
Always a pleasure, brother. We appreciate it. Guillermo Perez, United Steelworkers, and LACLA. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.